You're listening to The Broker's Terminal, a Mass Effect podcast.
So, I guess I'm adding a statue of Shepard's corpse to my collection.
I think it would look great next to my Liara.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfect placement for the statue that is just Shepard's corpse floating through space.
The dead. It's worse the more I think about it.
Yeah. You know, just Shepard's corpse.
Yeah.
Floating through space.
That's
a statue.
That is one way to start a Monday. For Mass Effect fans everywhere.
Oh yeah.
Before we get further into that, hello Lexi. It's good to see
Hi,
you.
Hi, Rachel.
It's
been a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute since we've recorded an episode, but here we are recording
here
an episode.
Are. I'm in my respective city, but
I'm in my house in yet another new space. So just recording a podcast. Yeah, so for those of you who are like, what, BioWare sent a message to the Earth that they are releasing a statue, a figurine, of Shepard's dead body.
Yeah, so for anyone who's signed up for the BioWare Gear Store emails, they sent out just totally new announcement yesterday, the Mass Effect Shepard's Death Statue. And if you haven't seen it, it's basically just the base is a chunk of the Normandy from the side of the ship, and it's FemShep, and she's helmeted, and she's being held up by two supports, laying on her back with one leg up, and her, like, just laying there dead, floating through the wreckage. And it just says, introducing our newest addition. Amidst the chaos of the crumbling Normandy, Shepard was cast into the depths of space, setting the stage for an epic narrative. The Mass Effect Shepard's Death Statue is now available exclusively at the BioWare Gear Store. And I believe it says that there's only going to be 2,000 of them available. And I think the price was maybe $100.
I think it was 150.
Or was it 150? Okay, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah.
And so that went out. And then I think like 6 hours later, they put out an announcement and another email and a tweet that was like, hi all. Earlier today, we announced the sale of our latest Mass Effect Shepard statue. This statue was intended to be part of a series commemorating some of the key and most emotional moments in the series. The way we announced it did not convey that properly, nor does it give the moment in the series the credit it deserves. As a result, we'll be pausing sales on the statue until we can share the larger plan with you. Thank you, BioWare Gear Store. So, I don't necessarily think it was a malicious intention to just have FemShep's corpse as a statue, but it's weird. It's a choice, and it's weird, and I think that's most of the feedback I've seen online, that people were like, what?
I also I think some of the feedback I saw too was that people were like, that was the way you're like presenting us with the statue, like, it's just, here you go, here's dead FemShep.
Right, and you know, people have been asking for a new FemShep statue, like a statue of Shepard, because I know there's that one figurine that's like a flexible figurine. I have the Ashley back home, and I forget who made it, but anyway, that's like a, you know, a posable one. But there, people have been asking for a FemShep statue, much akin to the Liara, the Kaden, I think Garrus has one, you know, for all this time, and all of a sudden they just give us a corpse.
Of course, and also, like, of course it's FemShep,
right?
Like, of course.
Right.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Like, I am not personally, I don't want to use the word offended, because I don't think anyone's offended, but I'm not, like, struck by a dead, like, a corpse statue, like, because of the ending. Like, I know.
Yeah.
Why?
It's such a weird choice. Every like Mass Effect friend that I've talked to about this has just been like, I'm not offended by it or upset by it. It's just freaking weird.
It's just a weird. This also a little bit reminds me of the other times on the podcast when we've talked about the BioWare store just being a little, like a little extra quirky. It's not even like normal levels of social media quirk. Like, it's a lot of quirk.
It's a lot of quirk, and this is not the first mistake they've made. This is like
No.
the third or fourth. Like,
I
they've
think
had
more than that.
from what I can recall, I know they spelled Caden's name wrong, and they had like some description. I can't remember for what item it was, but there was some description that was like very
It
inaccurate
was
to the story.
the there was the lithograph of
Right.
the new of the
Oh,
ship from
right,
the new
yeah.
game, and it was like giving us all this stuff that was just not correct about
No,
anything.
no. And I understand that they probably hired someone who doesn't really apparently know Mass Effect to do the social media or to do these releases. But I think they just need to have a little bit more training on scheduling and description writing maybe. And to me, to be honest, the follow-up tweet to me seems like it was honestly, I think they were going to release it as a solo item, and then they got all this weird like feedback being like, what the hell? And now they're like, oh, it's actually from a series. But I mean, I don't really know,
Is everyone dead in them? Do we get
right?
like
Like, are
a
we going to have a statue of like if
if
I guess
Legion
I'm
yeah, or
or
like if
Tali
Tally
jumps off the cliff,
is it
like
one of her like
like is she just yeah. You can't see, obviously, because we're a podcast, but we're on Zoom, and Rach just
maybe
like
we'll
fell
be.
backward.
I am
Oh, maybe.
recording the
Okay.
video, but I won't put you in it.
Okay.
I know you were
No,
like, don't put me. I'll just cut myself and post that on the internet for people.
it's fine.
But yeah, no,
But
it's just a little wild. I think the only thing that could have made this sillier in the worst way would if on April 11th they would have been like, here's a dead shepherd, like on Shepherd's birthday.
right, yeah, like at least that would have been for the bit. Like that would have been funny for the joke. But this is just so random, and I don't understand what else is going to go on in a series of statues. Obviously, apparently we may find out about it. But
I'm wondering if it's going to be like the Normandy being pieced together,
yeah, I mean, I guess,
or
but
like
everybody
that
else got
panel.
in escape pods, right? So like I don't know if that's going to be like
Yeah,
that
but
moment.
the aesthetic of the Normandy.
Of the Normandy in pieces. I mean,
Yeah.
I
Is
don't know.
it supposed to be Mass Effect 3 Shepard dying, or is it Mass Effect
Well, no,
2 Shepard
I'm pretty
being?
sure that's Mass Effect 2 Shepard, right? Because that's like, floating and dying in
Yeah.
space,
Yeah,
I would
okay.
assume. So
But it's the Mass Effect. It's the BioWare store, though, excuse me. So
yeah.
it could be Mass Effect 8 Shepard, and we'd have no
Oh
idea.
yeah, we have no idea. I mean, yeah, and I know people got a little annoyed with them when they released the Caden statue because he's just sitting in a ship chair drinking a beer, which I mean, to be honest, I feel like that's pretty on par for his character. They were hoping for something more, but I'm like, guys, at least you got a Caden statue. Ashley fans, we got nothing. We get dead Shepherd corpse before we get Ashley merch. So
Yeah, tracks. But yeah, no, I it's bizarre, but for those of you listening who add it to your collection, I hope you enjoy it when you're able to
yeah, I
purchase it.
mean, spend your money.
Yeah.
I'm not ju I mean, it's a choice. I mean, some people are calling it camp, which I mean, hey, if you want to buy it, you want to buy it. There's some other ridiculous stuff in the BioWare store that
The
I'm sure
Rex
somebody somewhere.
pillowcase.
Oh yeah, for the Rex fans among us. Now
Sus.
you get to cuddle him.
So, the one thing, and hang with me, Lexi, this is one of the best transitions I've ever done.
All right.
A positive thing about the shepherd statue is that there is a helmet, so that if you have a customized shepherd, the imagination can be left intact. And speaking of character customization, we're going to do a little bit of a dive over the next like 20-ish minutes, just discussing the good and the bad and the ugly of character customization within the Mass Effect games, including Andromeda, which made strides in some aspects. So, it's interesting when we decided this is what we wanted to talk about. I recently, first of all, I want to say that there were members of my gaming community that recently came together to spoil me greatly, and I was able to purchase a PlayStation 5 because of the generosity of my community, Lexi among those folks. So thank you, Lexi, which it has been great. And I was recently looking at PlayStation sales, and I said to myself, if Mass Effect is on sale, like I at least 50% off, I will absolutely buy it because I already have it on PC. So I was like, And then it was like $15. I was like, I'm going to buy it. So I recently went into Mass Effect 1 and made a new Shepard that looks like Yvonne Strahovski. No joke.
AKA Miranda's
facelift. Yep. And so I recently played with that game's character customization. And I think they made improvements to the character customization for Mass Effect 1 for the Legendary Edition. Correct. They added the Judy Garland hair.
Yes, that's true.
Which is my favorite still, despite what people might say. But, I think they did a lot to add diversity, add, like, gender fluidity.
A little bit.
A little bit. It's not the greatest. And part of that's because it was made in 2007. It was made before 2007. It came out in 2007. But I think that the changes made to the Legendary Edition, based on what they could make changes to, were fine. There's like a couple things that I would say I think would change, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts before we maybe air our grievances.
So I have a love-hate relationship with the Mass Effect custom characterization, just because like there's some things that I wish were just a little bit more fluid, or gave us a little bit more options when it comes to the character's face, because I find that the custom Sheps all have like the same base head shape. Like,
yes.
I know this is going to be hard to explain without pictures, but like regardless of what's going on in the front of the face or even the profile, they still have the, like, Fem Shep has a really particularly kind of round head, and then M Sheps have a very like masculine
square.
Large square head, and you can't really, there's only so much you can do with the face to change the head shape, and that's one thing I wish that we could kind of have a little bit more. But I do think in terms of, if we're starting off with just differences from the original to the Legendary Edition, yeah, they added some new hair, they added I never put makeup on my femship, so I don't know if they added more makeup colors. I think they did.
I think they did. I don't know, because I didn't use makeup until Legendary Edition.
Yeah.
So
And the biggest one, I think, is adding more skin tones, because in the original series, it was like 5 shades of white, 2 shades of mid skin tones, between like an olive skin tone, and to, varying shades of brown. And then it was like one skin tone for black folks. Like it was just like one shade of black.
Yeah. And there's definitely more now.
Oh, there's definitely more now. Yes. And yeah. I think, and to say that, like I made my M Shep look like Idris Elba, because of course, and I do find that because of his skin tone in game, and I've seen it with, I have a mutual on Twitter who also has a darker skin Shepard. Still, some of the lighting really washes him out in a lot of places. Like, it's so dark that they need to fix some of the lighting. But again, these are small things that I think they kind of overlooked.
And I also, I think with that, the thing that came to mind, not that this excuses people in the early 2000s, but it was the early 2000s, and we didn't have as much, like, attention to diversity and attention to the differences between people's diversity. Like, I think I can't, I'm not a black person and I would never pretend to be, but I would be curious to go back in time and ask, like, how do you feel about the representation in this game? And I'm curious if they'd be like, this is great, the fact that we even have the option. I'm just saying, I have no idea. I could be totally wrong. But then, you know, if a game comes out in 2023 and there's one option, right? People are going to be like, absolutely not. And so I think it's a testament a little bit to the progress that certainly Mass Effect's being created in North America, right? So North American studios have, at least Mass Effect Studio, has made to paying attention to the intricacies within diverse diverse humanity.
Yeah, and you know, and to that end too, like, there are a few more textured hair options as well, though they're all kind of short and whatever. Yeah. And I mean, I will say, like, animating hair as a whole is difficult. You know, it's not, I don't know much about the actual process, but I do know from what I've read that it's harder to animate hair. It's a very intense process. And, you know, and obviously, like, they're trying to have hairstyles for Shepard that are military sort of regulation style hairstyles, which is why I have a lot of grievances with the mods that make them look really big and silly, like any kind of hair outside of the helmet. But that's a personal grievance. And I mean, mod your game as you want. I can't stop you, but it just looks silly sometimes when you see hair clipping out of a helmet. But anyway, you know, I do think there are small improvements that they've made. And again, they were making the Legendary Edition with certain constraints in mind, what they wanted to do, what they wanted to improve. And I think the biggest thing was Mass Effect 1 to them, to be able to, you know, just improve the oldest game of the series and add in things that make it more congruent with the rest. But in terms of character creation, like, I know they added more and they added skin tones. I think they added makeup, like I said, and added some more hairstyles up for both male and femme Shep.
The one thing, go ahead, Alexia, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, and just, you know, kind of giving us a few more options again, like, within these certain constraints. Would I have liked to have seen more of a range, like how they had in Andromeda? Absolutely. But how many resources, like, how much, like, did they have the resources to do that? I'm going to say no. So it's kind of that balance. And I know that's, like, kind of a big contention with people as a general whole with the Legendary Edition. Oh, they could have done this, they could have done that.
It's a remaster. It's not a remake.
It's a remaster. Right. Exactly.
One of the things I was going to say that relates to Andromeda was that initially when Andromeda came out, there were the hairstyles were locked by gender.
Mm-hmm,
and then were. I don't think so. It wasn't so long after that Mm-mm. that they made the change.
Maybe
and
like a couple months. Maybe,
I think so.
Perhaps.
Yeah, within a year. Mm-hmm. So I was a little bit surprised to see that one of the remaster something that was neglected in the remaster was that that wasn't made available in the original trilogy. I think that was probably something that wasn't too difficult that they could have done. I don't know. I mean, I know nothing about coding, but based on all the other stuff they changed, it seemed like that would have been something that they could have addressed so that more options could have been available to either, you know, binary mm-hmm. gender.
Yeah, and I guess just from my own experience with, like, using Mass Effect mods, I do think, like, I guess it just depends on the engine and, like, the character model, because that's the biggest thing, right? Because people who make custom, like, hair mods for Shepherds, they have to, like, adjust the way that they look on the model. They have to adjust the way they fit. And I think just, and this is just me guessing, but I think just based on how different the M-Shep model and the Fem-Shep model is, especially in Mass Effect 3, I think just trying to take hairs from either one and make them appropriate for the other, like, to not have any clipping or weird nonsense going on would have been difficult. Like, I know even with some custom hair mods that I used within the last 6 months or so for my FemShep, you know, like a person who made it had to, like, they actually released a second version after I started using it to kind of fix things a little, because it just requires that kind of fine tuning. And again, I think that might just be part of the resource discussion. I think that's kind of just what they had available. I mean, I would have loved it. I would have loved it because, again, I think I've said this several times in a lot of podcasts. I just, the short haircut that they added for FemShep would have been great, except they gave it a really dumb cowlick on the one side. Mm. And I just, for me personally, I cannot cowlick. bothers me, and it's because I have short hair in real life.
Don't
and
hate
when I get
on
a weird cowlick, listen.
The Judy Garland hair. Okay, Judy Garland lived a hard enough life. The last thing she needs is for you to hate on her Mass Effect hair. No, but I totally understand. It's not realistic.
Like, it's just, to me, it would seem like, too realistic. You know, especially for someone who's in military, you know, if you're going to have your sides shaved as like an undercut hairstyle, like, why wouldn't you just get, you know, right down the side with the clip? Anyway.
Which they do offer one that looks like that.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, with the top.
I agree. That's all I wanted.
I know. And I'm sad that I haven't seen somebody mod it. If I had the time and resources to do it myself, I would. I don't. But you know, and I mean, I get it. It's long, still a good hairstyle. It's just
short on the sides, long on the top is a look.
It's a staple.
It's a look.
Sapphic look for women. I mean, case in point.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think they, you know, if they could have, like, there were a lot of things that they could have added, but I think they were truly limited by time and resources, you know, and that's, they had to pick and choose, and their focus was on the gameplay and the look of the game, because I honestly feel like some of these added hairstyles and things were kind of not back burner necessarily, but they weren't certainly like the first thing they wanted to remaster. You know, it's not like they set out and was like, okay, we need to totally revamp the CC, but you know, I do think there are improvements. Now, I will say, the one, talk about just carrying things over, the one eye type, which is the one my shepherd has, which I should probably change it, because there's like one that's really close to it, but I can't change her code, that still glitches the one eyeball in certain scenes.
Yeah.
I was gifted, like when I gift the modded romance scene with Miranda, Shepard's eyeball was just kind of, her eyelid was like just, eyeball was glitching out of the eyelid. It was really funny.
Yeah.
But that happened in the original, and it's still happening in the
story. You know, you may know better than me if Mass Effect was one of the first action-adventure RPG games that allowed for that level of customization. And, like, because I know, like, other things already existed before that. Like, I know, I think Morrowind was right around the same time, and I know you can create your own character, and, you know, things like World of Warcraft and this, that, whatever. But I'm the only reason I'm asking is because I do know that one of our future episodes may be a conversation about the legacy of Mass Effect and the way that it's affected gaming. And I'm wondering, kind of like with the romances, because Mass Effect was one of the first games to really explore romancing. I'm wondering if Mass Effect had any influence on the way that characterization of characters went. I don't know. I didn't do my research about that, but what's coming to mind for me is, you know, I think we talked about it briefly in another episode, but Starfield is coming out. And if I don't know if they highlighted it in this past direct that they just did, but one of the things they highlighted in a couple of years ago, I think, was that the character customization is very, like, detailed. And I think it allows for all types of body shapes and characteristics like that. And so I'm wondering, kind of stringing it all together, A, if Mass Effect had some sort of influence, certainly on sci-fi related games, but B, if you think that BioWare would stay true to their character customization model that we've seen in the Mass Effect games and the Dragon Age games, or if they'd make more modern tweaks to it for whatever Mass Effect next is going to be.
Yeah, I was just like racking my brain for of that era, like between, you know, 2007 to 2012. And I'm just trying to think of like what I played. I played a lot of Tony Hawk games, skateboarding, which you did get a fair amount of customization in those, even going back to PS, like PlayStation 2 days. You know, so I will say there was a lot there. Whether, like, and I guess it's kind of different because in that sort of sense, like, yes, that's your character, but it's not the main character in like a story driven
not the protagonist.
Like it's the character you're playing to do the skating through the game, but like it's not someone that's getting fully rendered cutscenes and you know, sort of the main character. Like, it's you know, but I mean, there was like the option to do that and like very much move all the things in the faces. And I can think of like a WWE wrestling game that I had, and you know, there were, I think there were things that gave us options to customize characters. It just, I feel like, and again, I didn't play like a whole lot of story-driven games in that sense. Like Mass Effect was kind of the first like RPG for me. But I guess that's kind of the first to me, a game that gave you know, this protagonist with a fully fleshed out story,
That you were creating.
that you were creating,
Sure, I
that you
think
chose.
I feel like it was also mine. I guess I played Skyrim and I got to create my character in that before I played Mass Effect, but
But they're not really fully voiced.
they're
Like,
not
this is
right,
something
exactly.
that's,
Yeah, so, and plus technically Skyrim came after Mass Effect anyway, but yeah, so I think that it'll be interesting to see where Mass Effect goes with the character customization. We don't really know who the protagonist of Mass Effect next is going to be, but I
I'm still
think,
kind of hoping that we get to be, perhaps choose a species to be.
yeah,
I think that would be
I
fun.
was brain cell, my God. But yeah, no, well, I mean, I think there's so many games now where I go back to Skyrim, like I don't have to play as a humanoid. You know, you can play as a Khajiit, you can play as an Argonian. For those who don't know, Khajiit's a cat, Argonians are lizards. And I mean, so it's that's not so far-fetched.
No.
I think about things like I mean, these are humanoids, but Dragon Age,
Yeah.
Inari, right? The
Dwarves,
dwarves,
elves.
elves. I mean, it's not outside of the
The
purview.
realm of possibility.
Yeah,
Yeah.
of BioWare to be like, you know, you can make your character an Asari, or
Or a Quarian,
yeah,
or
the protagonist of the story is not human in this
yeah.
case. That'd be pretty cool. I also will jump on my bandwagon for half a second to remind the universe that a Mass Effect MMO would work.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'd be big into that.
Yeah.
I mean, people were sad that they didn't get their Mass Effect 3 multiplayer back, and I, from
I'm
what I did,
Go
what
ahead.
I was able to play of it, it's really fun.
I am surprised. This could be a whole another episode. I'm surprised that it never came back, but we'll do that another time. So
Yes.
I guess
But
takeaways. Go ahead.
oh well, you were to add to the point that you asked me, kind of thinking about what they could do in the future with Andromeda. You know, they had the gender hair unlock and the makeup unlock and the facial hair. Was facial hair unlocked? I
I
don't think
don't
so.
think so.
I think that was the one thing that wasn't. But still, hair, makeup, great. Because I know when that came out, I gave my default rider. I like, or my custom rider, I should say. She chopped her ponytail to like a greaser slick back haircut, which was great. And
They had the short on the sides, long on the top.
yeah, they did in multiple haircuts.
Yes.
So you know, I think with Ryder, you know, there were still limitations. Like, you kind of picked a preset and then kind of worked within that sort of head shape at least a little bit. My most recent attempt again, which was forever ago now, I actually tried to make my brother and I as Ryder, as the siblings, and it's not super accurate, but it's not inaccurate either.
I
Like,
think
it's you know, you can be like, oh yeah, that's that, yeah, I can see it.
I would go out. I'm gonna give an opinion. I want you to brace
All
yourself.
embraced. Embraced.
I think the 2007 Mass Effect 1 character customization was better at the time than a 2017 Mass Effect Andromeda cut. Why can't I say character customization? That is a tough word for me. I don't know what CU word wants to come out of my mouth, but it's not gonna. So I'm just saying, because
That's a spicy take.
here's why. Here, what
Okay.
before the hair split, because that was a big thing that had to come after, like many things. And you guys know I love Andromeda, but there's some problematic pieces to Andromeda. What did the Andromeda character customization do? Nothing. Because the other things that happened in the character customization screen was that there were very not great presets, and you couldn't, like, you had to pick a preset to edit the preset. So you were always kind of working off of a preset. They added, I think, one or two more face models with the hair thing. So you had separate hair. You had wackadoo. I mean, they looked okay, but you had, like, weird confines to editing the face. The hairstyles were much better. But again, gender locked. And then the colors, fine. But I mean, like, okay. And the reason why I'm saying this is because, A, 2017. I know that there's different teams working on different games. The Dragon Age Inquisition character customization is one of the best ones. And it felt like everything, Andromeda felt like a downgrade from Dragon Age Inquisition. And so I know it's separate teams, but when you your studio produces and develops a game with a banger of a character customization to start, Dragon Age Inquisition won Game of the Year that year, and then you don't really do anything special.
Yeah.
In Mass Effect, I think 2007 is a more impressive feat than 2017.
Yeah, yeah, I'm nodding because I'm I'm agreeing with you.
Like, because in 2017 you should have diversity, right? It's 2017. 10 years later, should have diversity. They have a great array of skin colors, hair textures, etc.
And some of the, and the presets had different ethnicities.
And that's why I paused and said, not that they looked bad, because the ethnicities were fine, but like they just were wonky. You know, you couldn't, like, I had a tough time finding a look that met what I was trying to make until they went back, and I'm going to be very controversial with what I'm about to say, until they went back and made like a very like South looking white person, right? Because I was like, I don't feel like I'm properly, I don't feel like I can represent the ethnicities that are being given to me here without whitewashing them, right? Like, right? So I had to be like, okay, well, I'll just whitewash this person who looked beautiful with this skin to try and make the kind of character that I'm trying to make. I don't want to do that. Stupid. Right? So, okay, so they finally added this, like, South, this, like, Alabama. We'll just use Alabama because it's easy to make fun of them. This, like, no, you know who we'll use? Dirty Schwa. So they made this Dirty Schwa looking character. Right? And I know I'm not saying this with a lot of finesse, so I'm not trying to say, like, I cannot play somebody who looks like this. I do. I do have a very beautiful, Latina-looking one. Her husband, her husbando is Reyes Vidal. Oh, yes, he is her husbando. And that's fine. But my point is that, like, it was just a weird choice to, like, limit everything. Whereas in Dragon Age, you could pick a face and then make it whatever you want without, like...
I will say one thing about the Dragon Age character creator is, why the fuck did they have that awful green lighting and darkness?
Because I don't know.
You pick, like, I tried to make my D&D character Rama at one point.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, this skin tone, I think, is what it should be. I know it's kind of dark in this CC, but we'll give it a shot. And she comes out looking like the skin tone in my head, and looking like she's actually spent the last 40 years outside tanning leather. Like, that's what her skin looked like. And it was just the wrong tone for what I had pictured. And I'm like, but in the... And I'm sure somebody somewhere's got a mod out there to fix the lighting, but BioWare, I'm begging you for the next Dragon Age and next Mass Effect to please have normal character creation lighting for the love of God.
And that's kind of what I'm talking about. So, like, I don't know if Rama could be accurately created in Mass Effect Andromeda based on the way that you have to build a character. And I'm using Rama specifically because of how I know what she looks like. And I just, that's what I'm saying. Like, the starting almost is so specifically diverse that it doesn't give the opportunity to like make truly diverse, which is just humanity.
Yeah. So. Yeah, like I think, yeah, you kind of get gated into the preset model, and then you kind of have to.
Something I saw, which I'm saying with as delicately as possible, because I'm not like, I could care less, what somebody's, you know, ethnicity is. But I saw a commentary on Twitter when the game came out that was like, why does every writer look Asian? And then I was like, is this real? And I was like, I just searched like writer Mass yeah. Effect. And a lot of the faces that people were drawn to creating their character, like had, I can see the model in my head. It has mm-hmm. like this more ethnically, you know, Eastern Asian East part Asian of the world. Looking, yeah. And that's fine. Beautiful. Women and men and non-binary pals and everybody in that part of the country, in that part of the world, beautiful. It's about, I'm from America, it's all about us. So, like, but my point is that it was like, what face model do I use to meet what it is that I want to use? And apparently everyone was drawn to that one for some reason. So, it was just like too specifically.
I'm actually, sorry, I just pulled up my screenshots from when I tried to make my brother and I in Andromeda, and I'm realizing now that I use the same the same starter model for me as I did my writer Florence, who I based off of, oh goodness, the actress who played Maritza in Orange is the New Black. I'm blanking on her.
I forgot her name, but Diane Guerrero.
But anyway, yes, Diane Guerrero.
Oh my God.
Guerrero. Anyway, I made her. So now I'm like looking at it and going, yeah, I like the model is just basically the same sort of head shape with the front features altered and the skin tone changed to look more like me and the haircut. But yeah, it's definitely, it's got its limits in that sense. But I, you know, and again, I guess it just, there are limitations to what, you know, what they want to include and how, you know, how many options they want to have and what kind of sculpting you can do. I do think, again, Dragon Age Inquisition is a hard one to compare to just because of how much you can move. Like, you can move every single feature, you can do all kinds of things.
I'm just
with the sliders.
I know it's a different part of the studio, but like, for fuck's sake, all you had to do be like, hey, could I get that code?
Hey, can we borrow that? But you know, and here's to hoping that, you know, we're speaking to Mass Effect next, and you know, but before that, likely the next Dragon Age Dreadwolf game that's coming. Again, BioWare, if you're listening, if anybody is listening from the studio, please just make normal CC lighting. I'm begging. I am begging.
We'll send you a picture of what that should look like.
Yeah, like it.
You know what?
Like
though, as you say that, I'm thinking about games with in-depth character customization, and none of them have great lighting. Cyberpunk, terrible lighting.
No, Cyberpunk was terrible. I mean, like the haircut, like, I want to know in Cyberpunk why they decided to make the color, like, selections the way that they did, because I feel like they weren't accurate to how the hair was showing up in the CC. No. Like, I was, like, trying to just find dark brown hair, or black hair, I guess, for my most recent V, and I was like, what?
But like,
is it brown? Is this black?
The only game that I can think of with good lighting, and you guys listening can tell me if I'm wrong, Skyrim.
Yeah, literally.
I can't think of any other game that has good lighting. And I've played a lot of games.
Like, I mean, Mass Effect 1 was okay.
Yeah, but it's still like the tinty blue because of the blue background.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, like Cyberpunk, a Dragon Age, and all Dragon Age games, all of them have terrible lighting. Yeah. What else is most recent? Well, Fallout.
I never played Fallout.
Fallout 4 was fine. Okay, Fallout 4 was fine,
but
because they
Bethesda,
had the
it's a Bethesda
characters.
Game. So Bethesda has figured it out.
Okay. They have figured it out. Yeah.
They have figured
it out. Like Fallout 4 had your protagonist and their spouse standing in the kitchen, or the bathroom, with the bathroom lighting looking right at them. And it was like, okay, this is good. I can see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I can't speak to previous, like, I did play Fallout New Vegas. I don't remember much of it.
I guess the point is.
But the point is,
could
Bethesda's
we please
got it figured out. BioWare.
Copy pasta them.
just do some good clean lighting. And, you know, and give us something that we can see, because the amount of time that all of us Mass Effect players and, you know, RPG players in general have spent in character creation screens trying to get everything to be the way that exactly that we want to, and then having to restart it because we come out of the dark depths of hell and look at our character and go, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I will say, at least I am happy that Mass Effect has the face code system
yes.
in the original trilogy, because that makes your life so much easier, or especially if your game crashes, or you're, you know, you had a copy on a console and you want to have the same Shepard in your PC game.
Yep.
You know, just copy and pasting the code is phenomenal. And I'm really glad in the Legendary Edition that they did actually make Shepard look the same, which is kind of another thing I want to talk about from the original trilogy to Legendary, is the system in which the customization of Shepard changed. So in the original Mass Effect 1, you had no face code system, and the sort of the, I don't want to say art style, but the way the character models looked in Mass Effect 1 to 2 to 3 changed
vastly
every time.
Different. Yeah.
They were vastly different. And, you know, like, I remember when I imported my custom FemShep from Mass Effect 1 and how I played her back in that time to Mass Effect 2 looked like a totally different person to what I had her in Mass Effect 3 originally. So I had to, like, fix it. Now it's fantastic because you can just put the code backward for Mass Effect 3 into the new Mass Effect 1 and boom, there's your Shepard. Now, I have seen a couple of blunders, that there's a couple items, like, I know when I imported my Shepard from her original code, obviously because they have more options, when I imported my Shepard's old face code into the Legendary Edition, she was black instead of white. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, like, that happened to me as well.
And I think just that they numbered it differently, and that's
probably
all it is. Not a huge deal. Yeah. But it was just kind of funny. I was like, oh, hey, okay. You know, and things like that. One thing I do want to say, and, you know, again, things they were limited to in the original trilogy was that the body types. And I do prefer Mass Effect 1 and Mass Effect 2 Shepard's body types over Mass Effect 3.
Mass Effect 3 gets a little noodly.
It's, yeah, FemShep gets noodle arm. All of her possible muscle goes to making MShep into a Dorito man, but he gives all of his ass to her. Like, it's kind of the, you know, the way it looks. He looks like a Dorito, and FemShep's just got a big ass and no arms. And, you know, and all the models, for the most part, for the women are mostly the same. You can line up pretty near almost all of the female NPCs or characters like Trainer, Ashley, like, they all
even
have the
Liara.
Same body type. Even Liara. And for the dudes, it's like Shepard and Caden are built the same. And then there's Vega, who's, you know, a little bit extra buff, but then every other male character is the same as well. So I hope that, you know, and I think, I don't think Andromeda really had too much body diversity.
I don't think so. I think, no, I don't think they did.
No.
But I mean, because look at the Asari as an example, or like look at the Angara.
Mm-hmm.
They all kind of look the same. And so, and I'm not saying that in a weird way, I'm saying it in a true way. And, you know,
I mean, there's argument to be had that, like, there could certainly be body diversity within species as well. That's kind of.
That no, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, they didn't.
Yeah.
We talk a lot of good things about Andromeda on this podcast, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of things Andromeda did not do very well for a game that came out in 2017. And one of those things was the character models,
yes.
both for Ryder and the NPCs surrounding Ryder.
Mm-hmm.
And as we look forward, we can certainly hope that Mass Effect Next benefits from being a game made in the 2020s.
Yes.
And looks to its predecessors and say, here's what was good and here's what we want to utilize. And also, here's what was not good and here's what we want to make, you know, changes to. And also looks at its competitors. You know, one of whether we like it or not, I like it. Starfield is about to make a play for filling the space drama void. It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
And Mass Effect needs to look to Starfield, not for mechanics, not for game-like structure, mm-hmm. but to different aspects of character customization, because Mass Effect is a character-driven game.
Oh, absolutely.
A playable character-driven game. And so Mass Effect needs to make these small changes to get people back on Mass Effect camp, because if it has the smallest things wrong with it, Mass Effect Next, that's the end of Mass Effect.
Yeah. And now, back to my point about, I was thinking about other competitors most recently, and has been for the last several iterations, but Saints Row, I never did play the first or second to any extent, but the third, the fourth, and now the most recent, like, sort of reboot Saints Row has so many options, and, you know, they stay, there are limitations, sure, but they stay within this realm where you're able to really just do what you want. So their gender options, for example, are a spectrum. So you kind of have like male on one end, female on the other, but you can, there's that. And then also just the body type sort of shape as well, like traditionally male, traditionally female, and you can kind of move it along between, as well as musculature. I think this one had a pyramid, I can't remember if it was the most recent one or the one before, but a pyramid that kind of went from like fat, skinny, and muscular, and you could kind of just move it around to find your perfect kind of body type. I think that's really cool. I don't know if Mass Effect is necessarily going to implement that, but that's just a really cool feature to have. And especially because, again, going back to Cyberpunk, you couldn't do anything to V's actual body other than whether they had like the size of their boobs, the size of their genitals, pubic hair, nails.
Well,
like,
and I think
there was, you know,
I think that goes back to a little bit of what I was saying about Andromeda, and not to beat the horse, but if somebody wants to make a character that looks like them,
mm-hmm.
straight up, if I want to make a character that looks like me, pale, short, boobs, like petite, right? Like, that is important in a game where it's all, you are the character. And when I think back to Andromeda, one thing that stood out to me was that female, that cis writer was short. I was like, oh my yeah. God, I love this. Because the protagonists are never short, especially in Mass Effect, mm-hmm. they're tall.
Yeah.
Right? So I think more games need to give us the option to change the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I realize that has implications for the way that you engage with other characters, so I understand why it's harder. It's fucking the 2020s.
Well, and, you know, and that's a thing that goes back to Dragon Age Inquisition with the different species you can
yes.
be. Certain romances got locked to certain races because they just didn't have time to finish making the properly scaled animations. And if you play as a dwarf, which I do, you're literally living life looking up at all these other characters, but the camera angles cuts you off. You look like, you know, in the Powerpuff Girls, how there was the red lady, you know, and she was like super out of frame because she was super tall. That's how it looks when you're next to Cassandra, Cullen, everybody. You're like here, and the screenshots are just like up to Cassandra's chest, but you can't actually see her face because you're just down here.
A little
and
baby elf. Dwarf.
You're just like, okay. And then, like, you know, just awkwardness in different romance scenes that you could do. And I think that's something, you know, height is hard. I get it. They have to do extra animations. They have to consider extra camera angles, but come on, guys.
It is 2023. It is possible.
It's possible. You just have to do the work.
Okay. I think we're gonna wrap it up.
But yeah, no, that's, you know, my concluding thought is that I would love to see for Mass Effect Next, good CC lighting, lots of options to move things around the face, lots of different sort of head shape presets, because that's important. Some of us have big fat heads, myself included. Body types, I mean, I don't expect it to happen just because they seem to be set in what they want to have as their character models.
Sure.
But, you know, maybe BioWare will make some changes there. And, you know, just being able to, I think, honestly, the gender locking, stop it.
It's done.
Just do what Saints Row does and make it a spectrum, and people can slide their character along the way that they want and choose what hair, what makeup, what facial hair, whatever. Make it open to everybody and you know, and the same thing with how they do it in Saints Row, like your character can look a certain way, but then they have like five or six voice actor options. And yeah, some of they're very much men and women, but you can still choose, or, you know, and do what you want.
Yeah. You know, I think I echo those things, I think the two that stand out to me that I would echo with an asterisk is the body.
Mm-hmm.
Let people pick the kind of body they have. Yes, I realize it's going to be on the spectrum. It's not going to be like 100% accurate of humanity, but whatever. And then, yeah, it's just gender. It's fluid, bro.
Like, just let people just have that option.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
In a video game.
Just have fun with it. Like, take the Saints Row route, have fun with it.
You know what they, just to end full circle, they should have fun with character customization the way they had fun with Shepard's death statue. And on that note, everyone, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Lexi, have a good night.
You too.
If you liked this podcast, please rate, like, and comment on your platform of choice. To show further support, you can follow us on Twitch, Twitter, and subscribe to our channels on YouTube. Everything discussed today will be archived on the Broker's Terminal. After all the galaxy secrets are at the Shadow Broker's fingertips.